Hey, you guys! I've missed you so much. Welcome back to Life Reels with Pete and Julie. I know, guys. I know. And I'm promising you that it's going to be worth it despite the long break. It was really not deliberate. Pete and I had to travel and all that. But guess what? We are back. And the most exciting news is we have a jingle now. Ever listen to it?
Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation. Truth, help, quarter, culture, so proper. Unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.
Yeah, so welcome back to Life Reels with Pete and Julie. It's been an amazing ride, and we want to thank everyone who's been listening to us. If you're joining us for the first time, karibu sana. We are a husband and wife team, and we're just here to have some real conversations.
Absolutely.
We're here to have a good time, and we hope that you'll enjoy our conversation for today. My wife said we've taken a bit of a break, but we're back. We just want to continue with our conversations because a lot has been happening. A lot has been happening in our country. A lot has been happening. Life has been lifing.
Adulting for real.
Yeah, life has
you
been
You had
lifing.
To travel. It was not mm-hmm. something we had planned, and you were away for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I had to travel as well.
Yeah.
Also, it was very impromptu, and that did affect our shooting process.
Yeah.
And the state of the country as well.
Yeah.
That did affect as well.
Many things have been happening in between. Our kids became sick.
Very sick.
Everyone in our household, from our firstborn to our lastborn, to me, to you, to it was just a mix
you
of many
things.
You
actually voiceless for some time.
I was. But we're back.
We're back.
Do you want to tell people what we are talking about today?
Yeah. So you guys, today we are doing something that actually one of you suggested. I put out a question tag on our Instagram page, Life Reels Podcast. And one of you told me that we should do the topic of what we know for sure. And for a minute, I was like, what does that even mean? But now that I had time to let it simmer, and I'm like, you know what? That's actually very nice because I don't know your 5 points and you don't know my 5 points, but these are things that we know for sure.
Yeah.
It's like facts to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are things that I think someone said that you are repeatedly what you do.
Yes.
So if you do one thing over and over and over and over and over, it becomes part of who you are. It becomes part of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that in life, there are certain things, if you constantly learn, expose yourself to, they just become your philosophy for life,
for lack
of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
They become part of what informs your decisions, what informs how you look at life, informs how you relate. And that's what we'll be talking about today.
What
we know for sure. Yeah, these are just our own things that we've discovered along the way, and we hope they'll be able to help someone. So today we have an interesting conversation, and this is something my wife and I have discussed and talked about. And, you know, the same way, you know, in shags and places where people, you know, there's like a path people form.
Yes.
You know, and it becomes a path that people know this is a path.
Yeah, because they walked on it over and over. Yeah.
So there are places we've walked on over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And those are the things we want to share.
That's right.
So I want to share the first thing that I know for sure. And my first point is this, that life is not linear.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Life is not linear.
No, it will never be.
It's not linear. So sometimes we think that there's a line of best fit.
Mm.
There's some. This will happen after this, after that.
Sequential.
Sequential.
It doesn't work that way.
If this actions will trigger the next action, then will trigger the next action.
Mm.
You know, even our own experience with Life Reels Podcast, we had a plan
For sure.
There are things we needed to do, yeah. Episodes almost like once a week, you know, and then we realized life is not linear.
It's not.
Because in between, life was happening. There are nuances in between. We didn't know about travel. We didn't know about, you don't plan for kids getting sick.
Yeah.
You don't plan for a family member falling ill. Mm-hmm. You don't plan for a funeral, someone passing. Mm. You don't plan for those things.
Mm.
But they tend to invade our spaces, you know. So I've discovered, and something I know for sure, is that life is not linear. It's not one straight line from here to where you want to be.
Mm.
It's not one straight line from here to the life of your dreams.
Yeah.
Sometimes forward will feel like you're moving backwards. Backward. Sometimes slow will feel like, you know, is fast. Fast will feel like you're moving slowly. Mm. Relationships will feel like they're not working out in a certain way. So life is not linear.
Is there an instance that you can share with us in your life journey that has shown you that life isn't linear?
Yeah. What I do right now, I never thought I would be doing a podcast. Okay.
120%.
I never thought that one day we'll be in a podcast studio and we're recording and we're doing all those things, you know? So had I seen this? No. Had I seen us curating content to impact people? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The process or the method by which that's being delivered is another story.
Yeah.
You get.
Yeah.
So career, family, getting kids, you know, raising kids. You know, you think firstborn will be the same as secondborn. Secondborn will be the same as thirdborn, you know. And so I don't think you can summarize life to a formula.
Wow.
So you can't summarize life to a formula and say, I've figured it out. This is the formula for life. You can't.
So you want to say those people who tell you these are the five steps in order for you to get married, they are not.
There's a likelihood that if you follow principle, yes, principles work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our life is not linear.
It's not.
Yeah.
And someone else might apply the same rules, the same things.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't work out.
Yeah.
The exact way maybe your life. Yeah.
And because it's not linear does not mean that you're failing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can start bashing yourself. Yeah. Okay, we've not released a podcast the way we wanted to. We are a failure. I don't think we were ready for this thing. Not really.
Mm.
It's just that we're understanding that life comprises of so many things.
Yeah.
And then we have so many things. We have children. We have our marriage. We have folks. We have friends. We have work. We have ministry. We have all those things.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think it's not one straight line.
And also the discouragement sometimes that comes with life inconveniences. Yeah, yeah. Like I've just thought of something when you were just talking. Right just before after our last podcast, I got an email from YouTube, which is our biggest platform, podcast platform actually. And they had changed some things on me and it really discouraged me.
Yeah.
Extremely, that I had to appeal.
Yeah.
And my appeal didn't go through.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's the day I was like, forget it, guys.
Yeah.
But again, we are here. So life isn't linear.
Mm.
You'd think that now that our YouTube page is getting a lot of traction, a lot of interaction, a lot of engagement, that this is just the most opportune time. Then you get a certain email that just changes everything. Life isn't linear.
It's not linear.
So what do you do when,
that's one when you thing find I yourself? Know, that's one thing I know for sure.
So what do you do? You found yourself in this very unlinear part of life.
You just embrace it.
You embrace it.
You embrace it.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is to understand that it's not linear. Yes. Once you agree or settle it in your heart that it's not linear, then you're a bit more flexible to make changes.
Okay.
Along the way.
Yeah.
All right. It positions you in a better way to handle setbacks differently, disappointments differently, challenges differently, you know. So understanding that it's not linear is a good place to start.
Like when you're just talking about, like, you never thought of doing a podcast. Like for me, I studied international relations and I knew I'd be a diplomat, you know, I have a background in political science. I understand politics. I love it and all that. And
now you're doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Hmm? You're on social media. Madam
influencing.
Ambassador.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to my channel. How? A whole ambassador.
But who said it won't happen? Again, life is not linear.
Yeah.
All right? Because never say never sometimes, never say you know, never. Just keep moving towards the direction of your dreams.
Even it's if it linear. Doesn't look like it. And yeah. that's one of the things you talk about a lot. Just take the first step.
Take the first step.
Just keep at it. Mm. Wow. Okay. What I know for sure is that women want to be led by their men.
Okay.
We do not want this equal side by side thing.
Mm.
We want to be led. We really deep down want to be shown this is the way. Walk ye in it.
Mm.
We deep down want to be told, avoid this if you can.
Yeah.
Try this. You know, venture into this.
Mm-hmm.
We do deeply want to be led. But now what has happened, from my opinion, from where I sit, is I've seen a lot of women who are having to take that leadership role. And it's because most of the men are sitting back.
Mm.
Or they're now putting you side by side. So when you're side by side, most of the time it's the woman who called the shots.
Mm-hmm.
But I think deep down, and what I know for sure is we want to be led.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be led by a person who knows where he's taking me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So deep down. So it doesn't matter if you're the president of...
I want to be led.
Liberia.
I want to be led.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still desire yeah. that
yeah.
a man, if you have a man or husband, takes leadership.
Yeah. Of course, it's not any man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in a work setup, it's not that. I'm talking about a marriage setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to be led.
Mm. Mm. Okay. That's so good. So I want to hear from the women who are watching, if this resonates deeply with you, please let the men know.
Aman, this story is a jab.
We want you to lead us. We want you to lead us. We want you to be led, especially if you're in a constructive relationship.
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think deep down, the woman, the wife, desires to be properly led.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know you're following God as a man, and there's this woman who's following you, and you kind of need to know where you're going. And even if you don't know, there's just like a confidence you have and like reassurance you're giving to your wife that we'll figure this out. I'm here. Don't worry. You know? Yeah.
Are there women who don't want to be led?
I'm sure there are. But me, what I know for sure is that we want to be led.
Okay. So,
but I'm sure there are some who don't want to be led.
What would you tell any man who's watching? A husband.
Mm. Lead us and ask God to help you. Because of course I know life again is not linear.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you really don't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at God, and now me as your wife, I'm looking at you and at God, we're all facing the same direction. So we know we are going the same direction. It might not be super clear, but I just know we are heading this way, you know, as opposed to, you know, the man is saying this, he's not sure of himself. Then the woman is saying this, she's not so sure of herself. So division will definitely come in. Yeah. So seek help from God to show you, from role models, from mentors.
So men, let's take our position.
Of just leadership, lead. Man. What do you think makes men not lead?
I think
they been intimidated by these learned women? Like today I met someone with 2 master's degrees.
I met her too also today.
You met her? Mm. So you can imagine, like, of course, you know, if she's looking for someone perhaps and it's intimidating.
Mm.
And this woman is like, I want you to lead me. Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah. What makes them back off sometimes?
I think
Or not play active role in leadership.
I think it's because... maybe there's trauma.
What kind of
trauma? Maybe they were traumatized.
The man.
Yeah.
By other women or previous relationships.
Previous. It could even be from their background growing up,
uh-huh.
when they tried assuming leadership, they were always being shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they tried.
So there's a confidence thing that
they tried stepping into a role, tried asking for support.
Yeah.
Or can I get into the family business? They were like, forget it. You're not even cut out for business.
You're too soft.
You're too soft. You know? So of course those things will, will damage your confidence. So when the stage is set and you needed to lead it, those things will those nuances will come.
Mm.
But beyond that, I think also, because you see, leadership is all encompassing. It's not just in one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes intimidation comes when, as a man, you measure and gauge yourself with your woman. And if you feel they're doing better than you in that area, you feel inferior.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. For example, the wonderful lady we met today, two mm-hmm. masters, mm-hmm. the Jama will feel inferior mm-hmm. if he measures himself. Maybe mm-hmm. he probably just went and finished mm-hmm. diploma.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the lens through which he is looking at the relationship, then he will not lead. Because he's looking at one area where he's feeling I'm less.
Yes.
But leadership is multiple That's right. areas, multiple spheres.
Yes.
All right. Emotionally, physically, you know, vision wise. Those are areas of leadership you can step into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Purpose. All right. Figuring things out. Okay. Doing stuff, all those are areas you can step in and lead so that you don't look at one area and say, because she earns more money than I do, I've disqualified my leadership. That's not the only area of leadership.
Yes.
There are many other areas.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a fixer. You can be a visionary. You can be an entrepreneur. You can be a great uncle, a great father. Mm. So you can provide leadership in multiple places. So I think men get intimidated when they look at one area only.
Yeah.
And if they can see that area, I'm not matching up, then they feel I can't lead this woman.
Mm.
But there's a lot, there are other things to look at.
They are.
Mm.
They are.
Many other things.
Very
and
many.
Many other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've shared, Pia, on this podcast that when we were getting married, the situation we were in financially, and at least I had a very good paying internship. So I had a bit of savings on me, whereas Pete didn't have at that time. But now he got a job later. But it's one of those things that someone can feel extremely intimidated by. And if you're not super focused, you can actually take a back step in leadership. But even in that situation, the woman still wants to be led.
Mm. Mm. I think bottom line for me in that conversation is leadership is multiple areas, many areas, many places, many things. It's not just one. And so don't write yourself off because in one area, you're not matching up.
Mm.
Mm. So my second one, what I know for sure as the second part, for sure, is a knowledge in one thing does not equal to knowledge in everything.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you know one thing so well does not mean you know everything so well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here I want to talk to some church folk where we think because spiritually we're strong, that it will suffice for intelligence. It will suffice for character. Emotional character.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, me, I pray. Oh.
Me, I pray.
You can't curse at me in those prayer meetings. Me, I'm strong. I love God. I'm committed. I serve. Spiritually charged, but you might be emotionally deprived or emotionally deficient.
Yeah.
So knowledge in one area does not always mean knowledge in every area.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I feel like sometimes church folk, we're like, because I'm so spiritual and because I'm given to these things, then my emotions don't need to be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
My finances don't need to be attended to. Mm-hmm. Attended
Your
to.
Traumas.
My traumas don't need to be handled because this knowledge I have here will cover for
all that.
These other areas.
It doesn't work like that.
That's one thing I know for sure.
Yeah.
Just because you're so good at something, you can be an amazing partner or wife or husband. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that means or makes you an amazing father or mother.
Wow.
All right. You can be an amazing father or mother. Doesn't mean it makes you an amazing spouse.
Hey.
Okay.
What?
So knowledge in one area is not knowledge in all areas. So what do? I think this is where now you become teachable. This is where you start learning. This is where you start growing. Because I've seen people who come with strength in one area and they think because I'm strong in this area, it will cover up for every other area of my life. So I'm so strong in give me an example.
Like in a day-to-day.
It could be day-to-day. It could be an area that you feel you're strong at.
Maybe academics.
Maybe you're strong academically. Yeah. You're
smart, you pass.
You're smart, GPA, you do well in school and everything. And you think, because I'm good in that, it will also help my relationships. And then you realize the code for relationships is very different from just head knowledge.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Then you realize relationships require empathy. Maybe you're just head knowledge, facts-driven, logic-driven, and it's made you succeed in one area.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean what has made you succeed in this area, or you know it here, is transferable to every other area.
You're saying that, and I'm just thinking of something. There are those guys who really know how to dress, and they dress very well.
Yeah.
But they smell awful.
Okay.
So they are so good at dressing, but the hygiene bit. So you have to be teachable in terms of, okay, this is how to go around it. And I've seen these guys even go to the deeper level of knowing what scent to wear when it's hot, when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
When you're going for an evening event, a day event.
Yeah.
Yeah. So teachable.
Be teachable. I like what Vusi said. He said that his superpower is that he has become infinitely teachable. Yeah. So that you're able to learn multiple disciplines. You can understand different things. You can understand different industries. You can understand what makes different industries work.
Work the way they work.
You know? But the biggest assumption you can make is that because I know this strongly, then I know everything strongly. You'll be surprised. Yeah. So be teachable.
Yeah.
You know? You could be great. For example, in marriage, and you've just gotten married, doesn't mean you'll be great as a parent. So submit yourself or subject yourself to learning, exposure, handling different things, talking to different people, and just learn and learn and learn.
Yeah. I love that.
Let's go to the third thing for me that I know for sure is that you are as good as a quality of relationships you have. You're as good
as a quality.
And as fulfilled as a quality of relationships you have. And by relationships here, I mean spouse, children, friends, family. You know those relationships have mean a lot. That a lot of people in life have high fulfillment because of the quality of relationship they have. You know, maybe they have an amazing wife, an amazing husband. That bond is working, you know, and it's important to them. They have amazing kids. They have amazing friends or community that supports them. Work environment, you know, good colleagues, relationship is working on well there. And stuff like that. So I think there's a place of fulfillment in life that has a lot to do with the quality of relationships you have and not just making money.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I have met people who have hit all their money targets. All their money targets, revenue targets, vision targets, they can plan the next 10 years of their lives like this in a sitting.
Wow. But?
But they are still feeling empty.
They are lonely.
They're still feeling empty. They're feeling there's a relational element I've still not figured out. There's something that's not locking gears for me well.
Yeah.
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 So I think in life, it's good to establish early how many quality relationships do you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be many, right?
No, they don't have to be many.
Two or three people in your circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah.
You know, depending.
Yeah.
And I think this quality relationship is in terms of depth and how they come through for you.
Yes.
And how you come through for them.
Yes.
And tough conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think a lot of depressive states, a lot of loneliness and a lot of things associated with that. I think the quickest diagnosis is usually lack of quality relationships. Mm. Because if you have quality relationships, someone should be able to pick out and say, you're not looking like yourself.
Yeah, something is off.
Something is off. You don't need to say it. You don't need to tell anyone.
Yeah.
You don't need to announce it to anyone. Someone should, within your sphere of good relationships, someone should pick it out.
Mm-hmm.
If a colleague misses it, your buddy has to pick it. If your buddy misses it, your girlfriend, boyfriend, fiance, husband has to pick it.
Mm.
You know, if they miss it, a mentor has to pick it.
Mm.
You know, so this strong and quality relationships become a safety for us and they increase the chances of our fulfillment in life.
Wow.
Mm.
That's deep. And so you said that a lot. So,
I think we need to invest in quality relationships. So let's not be fooled that success is only making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to also extend our social capital and make sure we can, when the rubber meets the road, who's holding you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has your back when things are tough?
Yeah.
If the relationships are good, I think you will probably go through that patch a lot more easier.
Wow.
So we want to talk about the next things or the next couple of things that we know for sure. So I want to share the fourth one.
Yes.
And then we'll come to you.
Yes.
So for me, I have discovered that we all need help.
Yeah.
It's a simple statement. And it looks, you know, sometimes in life, the small little thing is the thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You're starting a business, you're moving countries, you're trying out something new, you're about to date someone, you want to make it serious. It's always good to ask for help.
Yeah.
It could be advice, it could be a contact, it could be
borrowing someone's
thoughts
jacket
in a certain area.
To impress your date.
Yeah, go ask for the suit if you don't have it. Ask for the... Ladies are good with this, you know. Go get...
Borrow. No, I remember when you were dating, someone would give you their car.
Yes, so that you'd take
me around. Yeah.
Yeah. So ask for help, man. Yeah. We've been brought up... The village helped us. Well, not village, but the community helped us.
There's a community, for sure.
So we all need help.
That's right.
And sometimes the superhero mentality... doesn't work well in life because you think and feel that you can handle everything. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But I think there's a place you get to in life. Asking for help might look like it's a weak thing, but it's not. Actually, there's someone who in his office had this quote. You know those quotes people put on their desks?
Yes.
And he had written, if I was to go back, I would ask for help.
Oh.
Yeah, because you...
Okay, but they've made it, not because they're in the office.
They've made it in the office, but they feel like it would have been much easier if they asked for help. You know?
Yeah, I remember a friend of ours, we were having lunch together with these guys. They're planning their wedding. And they were telling us the way the budget is, you know, 1 point something million Kenya shillings. And the way they've been trying to navigate it to see what they can do and how much they've raised so far. And we just told them, ask for help. Like, yeah. What do you need? And yeah. Around the table, everyone went, you need a venue? I know someone. What do you need? A car. Hey, my friend has this car. You know. And before you know it, all your problems have been solved. So I completely agree with you. And it's usually hard for some personalities. And I think I'm also like that because my mom has called me out a couple of times. Yeah. And I hardly ask for help.
Yeah.
I kind of want you to read the room and see in the spirit that I'm not okay.
Yeah.
And you see, now that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And even in our marriage, I've had to get to the place where Pete can't read my mind.
Mm.
I'll have to ask for help.
Mm.
Babe, I'm going to this side of town.
Mm.
I'm not comfortable driving that side of town.
Mm.
Please drop me.
Mm.
Instead of just telling him, I'm going this side. And then he's like, okay, have a good time. And I'm angry. Now I'm like, oh, you don't even care. I'm going this dangerous place.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've learned how to just be direct and ask for help. And don't speak parables. Just say, I'm in a fix.
Yeah.
And I really think you can help me because you have this solution for me. Yeah.
You know, this thing about help was so important even to God that his promise, he promised
to send a helper.
To send a helper. Holy Spirit is our helper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if God's promise was a helper, one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is to help us.
Yes.
Then I think it's important to realize that in life, we need help because we pray, but sometimes we don't pray the way we ought to. We serve, we don't serve the way we ought to. Sometimes we work, we love, but we don't love the way we ought to.
Yes.
We go about life, but we don't know, but we don't go through it the way we ought to.
Yes.
So asking for help can be a game changer for someone.
Yeah.
And just say, by the way, I'm thinking about starting this business. I'm thinking about marrying this girl. I'm thinking about, you know, buying this car. I'm thinking about investing. What do you think about that? You know, where can I get help? Is there a resource?
Yeah.
Is there a place I can go to?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shy about asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to someone, call them and say, man, I need help with my kids.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
I need some breathing room.
Yeah.
We appreciate you're a super mom. That's fine. But you need help.
You do.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I'm throwing you under the bus, but is there an instance in your life where you've asked for help? Maybe you can share an example.
Yeah, many times. I think I have reached out to friends when I've been in a fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've called people. I've told them to step in for me on certain things. In my role and what I do day to day, because sometimes things can become too much and the load can become too heavy.
Mm.
I've actually called people and said, would you just handle this for me?
And there's one thing I like that you do sometimes when you're traveling is you let maybe a friend of yours know that I'm away for this couple of days and my wife is at home with the kids. Of course, she can take care of things, but I'm just letting you know in case I'll need you to step in for me. And yeah, so I like that.
Yep.
I love that you're not shy of asking for help, even as a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's one of the things I know for sure. We all need help.
You know what I know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Is that tolerance is overrated. We tolerate.
Okay.
I wanted to say something.
I know you wanted to. I just saw the Holy Spirit help you return it.
Thank you, my helper. It's so overrated because I feel like we put up with so much. Again, the Holy Spirit is helping me.
Mm-hmm.
But you put up with so much.
In the name of tolerance.
In the name of tolerance. Kuvumilia, those who speak Swahili.
Mm.
I feel like there's a difference between patience and tolerance. I feel like tolerating is accepting behavior. It's over and over.
Yeah.
People have stepped on you over and over. Someone has done something. They've shown you their true colors, but over and over, you still keep up with it, put up with it, accept it. Actually, even sometimes even excuse their behavior, but they're like that.
Mm.
I think it's overrated, tolerance, and I think that we just need to put our foot down now and just say, I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can't take that,
mm-hmm.
you make it clear you can't take that.
Yeah, I think even on the first go.
So me, I'm guilty of taking in so much.
You
so.
Are. And babe, how has it worked for you? Yeah. Has it helped you?
No, not really. Uh-huh. So.
That's what I'm talking about. Actually, Mara, most times when you keep tolerating, you end up very resentful towards that person or that situation. Yeah, and enough is enough. And I think the first time you just see it, call it out.
Yeah.
And then if they don't change, another chance. Then after that, no, just wash your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tolerance is overrated.
It's very overrated.
So it's possible to teach people how to treat you.
Let me tell you, you know, I've done it practically.
Mm.
Yes, I've done it practically in my life.
Mm.
Yes, especially with my social media audience. There's a way I felt like I was being very nice and very kind.
Mm.
And people have me repeat one thing over and over again. Maybe I shared, I've even put it maybe on my highlights. I've even, you know, I've put it, if it's all over my reels, it's all over my whatevers. Mm. But someone would be just, Julie, again, what did you say? Julie, please repeat.
Yeah.
You know what I've taught them? Go back to my reels. Like,
yeah, go.
I'm not doing the work for you. Mm. Go down till where, because it's there. Mm. You'll find it. Mm. Right? I've told them, take screenshots.
Mm.
Save this post. You know, so you can teach people how to treat you.
Mm.
You can teach, let people be in places and say, ah, Pete can't do that. Pete won't take that.
Mm.
At you want to do what? Don't try Pete. You know, she will not do that. She will not stoop that low, or she will not compromise on that. She will not take you there. She will not accept you to do this and this and that.
Mm.
You can teach people how to treat you.
Mm.
Even in marriage, you can teach your spouse how to treat you. For example, someone DM'd me today and they told me this, she wants a proposal.
Okay.
She's dated this wonderful gentleman for 8 years. He's a wonderful guy.
Okay.
But
8 years.
8 years. But the guy doesn't want to propose.
Okay.
But he wants to get married to her. But for her, a proposal means so much.
Mm-hmm.
Then her question was, am I overthinking? Am I being dramatic?
Mm.
And I told her, no, honey, you have standards. You want him to ask you to marry him.
Mm.
Make it clear to him. And now it's up to him to see if he will honor that or not. Teach people how to treat you.
Mm.
Yeah.
So sometimes we allow people to really breach our values in the name of tolerance.
Tolerance and just putting up with it. Oh, maybe he's not that kind. Like, also you took your time to propose.
Yes. Because I didn't have money.
That's true. That's true to some extent. For real. And we were still students and all that.
We were so young.
We were young and all that. But when the time was right, there was a time I was ready. Do you remember? I dressed up.
Yeah.
It was my birthday. He took me to Windsor Golf Club, and I was sure that's the day he was going to propose. And I remember him walking me towards a lake, and I was sure. I even saw a guy there, and I thought that was a photographer who was going to photograph this moment. And he just told me, how do you like this venue? And I said, it's cute. Then he told me, okay, let's go back to our chair. That night, I cried so much.
Yeah.
And that's the time I told you very clearly that you will have to propose to me, in terms of there's no getting away with this.
Yeah.
I need you to honor this because it's something I really desire.
Yeah.
And we already, premarital class, we were already planning our wedding.
Yeah.
But the proposal meant a lot to me. Yeah. Like, it was just something for me.
Yeah.
And you honored that, and I'm so grateful you did.
Mm.
Yeah. So, tolerance.
Overrated. Teach people how to treat you. So don't
teach
take
people.
Don't take you know, that's the only word that's coming.
I know. I know. It's like quack, quack, quack.
Like, I can feel it. I can feel it coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Don't take low.
Mm.
Don't settle for less.
Do not.
Don't settle for less.
Yeah, tolerate it.
Yeah.
Tolerate it.
You know, the guy is not interested. The guy is not showing
proactive.
Like,
he's not,
he likes you. The guy keeps you waiting.
Hey.
Date one, date two, date three. You've been waiting for 2 hours. The second one, 2 hours. The third one, you waited. And then he told you, sorry, I'm not coming. Tolerance.
Don't tolerate things,
don't,
my friend. Yeah, respect yourself enough to walk away from those situations. Please do. And even employees, people you've hired, you know, sometimes you'll tolerate some behavior. You know, no one is perfect. I know. But some things you just keep
putting. You draw the line.
You draw a line and say, okay, hi. Yeah. This lateness thing you do, this talking back thing you do, yeah, it's been real. Thank you.
I'm guilty of tolerating too much. So from here, I'm drawing lines.
Please let people know this is how you treat. This is how you behave around me. Because you have control of that. Mm. The rest of the things you really don't have control, but that you do have control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. I like that one. So I want to go to the final one. My final one, and then we'll do your final one.
Mm-hmm.
My final thing that I know for sure, and I think this has been many years of, you know, I think either trying again, iterating, doing again, you know. The final thing is that sometimes we overestimate what we can do in 1 year and underestimate what we can do in 3 years.
Take me slowly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We can.
Overestimate. You overestimate what you can do in a short period.
Yeah.
And then you underestimate what you can do in a much longer period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this just goes back to sometimes it's okay to slow down.
Mm.
Life is not a sprint.
I'm so happy you're talking about that to yourself.
Yeah.
Slow down.
I'm like, slow down, baby. You know? Slow down.
You're on the... You're always running to meetings, but it's life.
Slow down. It's okay if the award doesn't come in the first year.
Ooh.
All right? Mm. It might probably be coming on year 2.5.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And so... give yourself room to build what you're building without necessarily feeling the pressure of having to perform in a very short time.
Mm.
Yeah. So we have to make sure that we're not caught up in sprints of life.
Yes.
Sprints of I must build, I must buy a car, I must become top in my class, I must be present for everything. I must be available for any. Your life is full of sprints of performance, you know?
Yeah.
And that thing can just disintegrate or break you apart.
Yeah.
Because if the timeline you had given yourself and the thing doesn't work, you end up crumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes it's okay to chill out. It's okay to, and I'm not saying be passive or don't be ambitious. It's fine. I love ambition. I love drive. I love all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I've discovered we overestimate what can happen in a short time sometimes, and we underestimate what can happen in a reasonable time.
Mm.
So pace yourself.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Build your family.
Yeah.
You will build a house. It doesn't have to be this year.
Yeah.
You don't have to rob a bank. You know,
and because everyone has built.
Because now you're feeling, I need, mine has not yet come.
Yeah.
Let's go rob a bank because it must happen this year.
Mm, or bury yourself in debt.
I must get that car next month.
Mm.
Who said? I must get it. I must travel the world in the next 6 months. Mm. If it doesn't happen, you get.
Yes.
So I think bottom line here is pace yourself, slow down. Life is not a sprint. Life is a marathon. It's
That's a long marathon.
And pace yourself for a marathon.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Love that. What I know for sure that it's easier to build a child than to rebuild an adult. Mm. In Swahili, there's a saying that says, and you'll have to complete this methali, mkunje akiwa mbali.
Mkunje?
Akiwa mbali.
Akiwa mbali.
Mkavu. That's the answer.
Mkavu.
Like, Aki babe, you're making me doubt myself. I am sure I am right. Bichi. I think it's bichi, right? Please, guys who are young, help us. we'll fix up. Anyway, but it just means fold them when they are still young. Mm. And this is a lot of...
Mchanga.
Mchanga. Samaki?
Oh, wow. Kunja samaki angali mbichi.
I was so far.
You are kunjaing
Thank
people.
You to our sound technician. Hey! Anyway, it just means that when they are still moldable, when they are still changeable, when they are still... So that goes to us parents and those with children around us, nieces, nephews, teachers and all that. Let's train up these children the way that they should go, in the way that they are bent, right? And guide them in the right ways and protect them from what they need to be protected from, as opposed to now handling it as in adulthood. Those of you who've been to therapy and they've had to deal with childhood trauma, you can attest to the amount of work that goes into undoing some of those damages.
Mm.
So that's something I know for sure, that it's best to build a child than rebuilding an adult.
Na ni vizuri kumkunja samaki.
Akiwa bali?
Akiwa mbichi.
Okay. I'm confusing it with something else. But you guys
we
get
have to
drift.
Confirm that. But I love it. I think...
I didn't know there was a samaki in that metali.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is a fish doing here?
How did a fish get
How
in here?
How did it get here?
So that's an important lesson that... Handle it. Formative stages, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because a time will come when you might not have a lot of influence.
Yeah.
And I believe you're talking mostly about children.
Do you know what I know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you put out, it comes to you. And there's something my mom says in my dialect, Kao, and it's, weka nesa niwe weka. Like when you do good, you've done it to yourself. And... In a society where it's tit for tat, is all revenge, keep doing good, keep sowing the seed, keep reaching out, just keep doing good. It will all come back to you in time. That one I know for sure.
Mm. Okay. I like that one. Keep doing good. Keep sowing good seeds.
Yeah.
Keep keep sowing the right seeds. Keep sowing kindness. Keep sowing love. You will harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you harvest, you don't harvest just that one seed you sowed. Bountiful. If you do good, you've done it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you always tell me, in the end, good always wins.
Good stuff. I like it.
Good stuff. I like this conversation. It was nice. Thank you for sticking around, you guys. You're still here. Yay to you. And a big shout out to Voicebox. Babe, how do you like the studio today?
I love it. Can I stay here a little longer?
Manze, it's so cozy. It's so nice, nestled in the nice, lush area of Karen. It's so good. If you're a podcaster aspiring, you can come here, check out the space. If you need a space to shoot your podcast, I would highly recommend. We'll link it in the description box. But their rates are affordable. The sets are so gorgeous. And even the guys who run it are absolutely amazing. So thank you for having us, Voicebox. We'll definitely be back. Any parting shot?
I think I'm looking forward to what happens from here. And just getting to enjoy a lot more of these conversations with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As always.
Our anniversary is coming up this month. So before it comes, we need to share a few things before we hit year 10, because we're celebrating 10 years.
It's in a few days, you guys. So we are really putting ourselves out there. You'll be on a content spree.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Before we take our break.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like our annual break end of this month.
Yeah.
So... Excited, babe.
I am.
So 10 years, man.
10 years.
You did it. 10.
You did it.
Did you think about that?
Like, nope.
Yeah. Only God.
Only God can do such things.
Only God.
So thank you for joining us. Yeah. Thank you for being a part of our journey and our conversation today. Please like, subscribe, share with friends, share with family, share with colleagues and everything. Let's push this content out as much as possible. And as usual, my name is Pete.
And I'm Julie. And thank you for watching Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Yay! Life reels.
Yeah, it's life reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation. Truth, help, quarter, culture so proper. Unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.